Welcome to the Domestic Abuse Breakthrough Show, where we tackle violence against women and girls through education, empowerment, and hope. Join Kate, a survivor and advocate, as she shares insights, strategies, and stories that inspire healing and action. Together, we'll break the cycle and pave the way for a future of safety and strength. This show contains a trigger warning. And now, here's your host, Kate Beasley.
So welcome back to another episode. And I am joined once again with the lovely Nicola Noel. Welcome, Nicola.
Hello, Kate. Thank you for having me back. I'm so excited.
I told you she'd be a regular. Well, today we are going to be, with it being a new year and everybody is wanting to look forward when it comes to January. I mean, obviously, you can have a fresh start any time of the year, really. But obviously, a lot of people associate with fresh starts with the new year, don't they? So we thought we'd do this episode to give you some inspired hope. And I think Nicola mentioned on the last episode we did, actually, you only need a small seed of hope to drive you forward. And that's what we want to give you today. And obviously, you know, I do have lots of guests that have been through exactly what you have been through and have turned their life around. So you have lots of inspiration there anyway. But with this episode, we want to give you some tools, tips and strategies for you to get from where you are now to that brighter future that obviously you hear all these other guests talking about. Well, I've turned it around. I'm now living a more happier life and living within purpose. So what would be your pearls of wisdom?
So the first thing that I want to say, and that came into my head while I was listening to you talk, is mind the gap. So the gap that you're minding is from where you are now to where you want to be. And what normally happens is we skip that gap and we just look at where we want to be. And then we think it's unattainable, unachievable. So the 10 pointers that I'm going to give today, it's about placing those in the gap. It's about making those small steps. It's about knocking the needle every day, because what you think that you're doing that's small and insignificant has a compound effect. So never ever think that a step is too small to take or to make.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
that's my first thing. Mm-hmm. However,
it's baby steps, isn't it? It's baby steps. You need to take baby steps, have a vision, an ultimate vision for the future, but you need to have a plan of small baby steps that you're going to take.
100%. I went from being homeless, and I was literally homeless, left a house that I just put at the time, so this was 20 years ago, 2018, 20 years ago, a house where I'd put a 9 grand kitchen in. At the time, 9 grand was a lot of time, like, you know, and I left with 2 black bags, a pair of baby shoes, which was his, like, his first ever baby shoes, you know, we keep those things, and his cot. And then after that, I was made homeless another time due to, I hadn't healed from a relationship. But now, what do I do? Now, you know, I've been a specialist psychiatric nurse for over 2 decades. I'm a mindset coach and a solution-focused hypnotherapist. Mm. And there is hope out there. It's just about making those little consistent steps and not overwhelming yourself.
Absolutely.
Absolutely. So the first one would be build a fortress of support. So what happens when we've been in a domestic violent relationship of whatever sort, however you've experienced it, whether it's physical or emotional or mental, we're cut off from everybody that we used to know, our friends, our family. And sometimes we feel that potentially because of what's happened, we can't go back. So, what you need to do then is surround yourself with people who lift you up and not tear you down. It might be family, it might be friends, it might be support groups, it might be somewhere where you feel valued and feel seen. And this is a caveat that I will give, and I will give a caveat. Do not, and I repeat, do not join groups where they just talk about the trauma over and over again.
And that's a downside to a lot of the core main groups on the likes of Facebook, is that you will hear it's the thing about it is you get a lot of people giving ill-informed advice, unsolicited advice that they're not qualified to give. So they will give you, tell you what to do based off what their experience was. And unfortunately, we can't say just because it's played out one way for one person, that it's going to play out the exact same way for everybody. It just doesn't work that way. And that's the downside to the groups. You're getting a lot of uneducated advice that can lead you down the wrong path and actually can put you in a more compromised position, as well as increase your anxiety in the process as well. So that's why I personally don't like those groups. I don't like them. They're not helpful. All they're going to do is increase your anxiety. And particularly if you're going through family court, you're going to hear so there are, you know, I think we said last time on our last chat actually, that you, it isn't going to be easy. It's not going to be easy. It's not, there are lots of horror stories. And with this show, I am very honest and very raw about the experiences. But you hear lots and lots of stories. And the idea is for you to hear lots of stories, lots of scenarios, so that you are well prepared. And that's the key, is to be well prepared. But you're also, although you're hearing these stories, you're getting this information from people who have a professional experience the vast majority of the time. I know obviously I do have some guests on that I haven't got a professional background, that are just survivors, but I am a professional in it. And of course I have other professionals on as guests like Nick. So you are getting that professional point of view, as well as it being quite raw. So that's the difference between listening to this and listening to the groups.
Yeah. And I think as well, I'm making up a term now, I'm coining a term here, but we are professional survivors.
Yes.
So, think of us as the friendly professional, not the professional friend.
Exactly.
If that makes, if
Exactly.
that makes, you know, that makes sense. And therefore, we can look at it from both sides. We can look at it from, yeah, that's what happens when you're going through it, but then take an aerial view
Exactly.
and then look at actually, this is what you can do and this is what you need to help. I'm dead set against groups because not only because you're getting ill-informed advice, and 99% of the time you just are, there's always an expert who's been on Google or now ChatGPT, but we'll move on from that. And sometimes it's the worst thing ever. It's like, stop it. However, what you can do is put yourself in a position where your brain doesn't know the difference between reality and imagination. So every time that you're in those groups, every time that you're talking about the trauma and not talking about a solution or not being forward focused or concentrating on your strengths or your brilliance, what happens is you're reliving it and you're experiencing all the negative hormones, chemical responses. So your cortisol, your noradrenaline. If you've got PTSD, obviously one of the signs you can go quite red or get a warm nose, or all those vasomotor symptoms will come rushing back as if you're there. And so when you're not in those groups, and when you're in, say, other places that you can get more informed support, it's helping you imagine, visualize, and move towards your aspired future.
So, when we say going to groups that are going to move you closer to your ultimate goal, where people are going to support you on that process, as opposed to groups that are taking you back to the chaos that you've just moved forward from.
And so with that, the second thing that I would advise is therapy. Therapy is a game changer. And I say therapy, and no, oh my God, I'm going to get shot on this league, I tell you. Right. So I say therapy, I didn't say counseling.
No,
And I'm
I
like,
know my views were exactly the same on counselling.
was like, oh my God, do you know how many times on like social media and on lives and on podcasts? Like, honestly, anyway, so no counseling. Therapy. So invest in yourself by working with a professional who can help support you through the process and is trauma informed. And we had a whole conversation about trauma before we came on, but who's trauma informed and can help you develop a healthier mindset, almost like a solution focused hypnotherapist. Nudge, nudge, wink, wink. But but it's to help you rewire your brain and get the confidence, the calmness, and the resilience. So here's the reason why I say therapy, not counseling. Counseling will have you talking about your problems for days, weeks, months on end. Yes, there are some skilled counselors out there. However, you'll leave the session feeling worse than when you went in because, again, you're focusing on the problems.
Now, you will get people that will say, "Oh, but I feel relief." Now, you can feel, because you've had a vent, you can feel like it's no different to having a vent and a rant to a family member or your best friend. You will feel like a weight's been lifted initially, but unfortunately, by talking about it, you are alerting the emotional part of your brain, i.e., the amygdala, to the problem. So, although you may feel like, "Oh, I've had a release initially," unfortunately, you're also triggering the amygdala to the problem, because the amygdala doesn't realize that you're actually out of the problem. Noses, because you're talking about it, you're alerting those cues, those emotional cues, and you'll think, "Oh, we're back there again. We're back there again. I need to keep you safe, so we need to go straight into survival response," and you'll start to feel anxiety again, and all your symptoms will start flooding back. So that is the downside to it, isn't it? The
And
counselling
where was
can work if we're combining it with other techniques, but you have to combine it with other techniques. You
You
have to.
do. You do. And you also, and the reason why I say like therapy as well is because you want to look at therapies that are forward focusing, moving you forward. And because of traditional therapies, counseling, not therapies, but traditional modalities, I should say, we think that in order to solve the problem, we have to talk about the problem. But the brain is really, really, really smart. And if you start focusing on the future, it's like putting something into a sat nav. If you're like, this is where I want to go, it will start working to get you there. Now, there may be some wrong turns because sometimes she likes to lose connection and start rerouting and all the rest of it. However, you will get there. And what will happen is while it's rerouting, your brain will be making new neural pathways towards the behaviors, the outcomes, the thought patterns that you want.
And it's the same, you know, it's the same. You may feel like you are you're taking the, you may feel like you're taking the long way around getting to the place that you want to be. And I know that's something that I personally can relate to. But what you've got to do is sit back and really analyze the route that you have been diverted to and what benefits that you have gained from having that diversion, because it's all been for a purpose. I mean, I know for me, I've ended up doing additional trainings, but all those additional trainings have made me better at what I am doing today. So ultimately, that diversion is for a purpose. And you've got to identify, well, what was that purpose? What was the meaning for that diversion? Because it will be ultimately for the good and to better yourself. That diversion's been necessary.
100%, and you know, getting all a little bit woo-woo now, but the universe is always working for us, not against us. And if you don't believe in the universe, then just believe in things. Things are happening for us and not against us, and nothing happens before its time. And even in the worst of situations, and yes, we're talking about domestic violent relationships, there are lessons that come to teach us stuff, and
100%.
then we can move on. So I'm not saying that, like, oh, you know, and I will say this, I'll put my neck out again, I'll probably get like cancelled, but here we go. Even with things like that and how horrific they can get, show gratitude for it.
Yeah, because what lesson have you learned from it? There'll be lessons in it, as horrific as it is, you know. And ultimately, I mean, I know I was speaking to Hannah Rock from the group. Yeah, I was chatting to Hannah, and you know, she was saying how she thought she was protecting her daughter, as do many parents, by not informing her on what the world is really like. You know, and you know, many parents think the same thing, and they don't really want to be informing their children as to, you know, going into detail about the signs of coercive control, stalking, sexual related crimes. They don't want to talk about that. They want them to have this lovely image of what relationships can be like. But unfortunately, by not informing them, you are sending them out into the wilderness completely blindfolded. And they are going to be caught off guard, and that is putting them in a vulnerable position. So, you know, the lessons that will have been learned there for Hannah is, well, actually, I would advise any parent to inform their children, advise them, because actually, she wouldn't wish that on any parent. Or any their children to go through what her daughter went through. So informing your children is always a lesson there. And the lesson was, well, I should have educated my child. And now I'm a self-defense instructor, and now I'm making a difference. So there's always a lesson there. You know, maybe you take lessons from other people's journeys, like ours, you know, learn from our mistakes. You have a choice to do something different before it's too late. Not after the horse has bolted. Do it before the horse has bolted.
We all have a choice, and we all have to take 100% responsibility, even when things don't go our way. So with that said, my third one would be set boundaries like a queen. So it's difficult because we normally get into these situations because we are people pleasers, and we're normally people pleasers because it comes from, you know, trauma or the way that we've been treated during childhood or adolescent and the expectations, but learn to say no without explanation and hold these boundaries firm. And we think boundaries are just for other people. They're not just for other people, they're for ourselves too. But one thing that boundaries will teach you and will give you is confidence, resilience, and self-esteem.
Absolutely, absolutely. They're there to keep you safe. They're there to keep you emotionally safe.
And it's self-respecting in action, isn't it? And when you see that, when you feel that, you know that you're onto a right thing. And what we need to remember as well, if we set a boundary because it helps us feel safe, secure, protected, and because we don't like it, if somebody has a problem with that, then it's for us to think there's a problem with them, because the only people who are offended by boundaries are the people who it benefits and they no longer like the change of circumstances.
Absolutely.
Other people will understand.
As long as they're healthy boundaries and they're not harming other people, it's perfectly acceptable to put yourself first at in certain circumstances. That's okay to do that.
It's a good litmus test, isn't it? It's a really good litmus test.
And if they're not if they're not around because you've said no to something, well, then that tells you something. That tells you that they were never as loyal as what they claim to be in the first place.
Amen to that.
Absolutely. So we're just going to break for a short interval and we will see you back in a minute.
Radio. The station that makes you feel good.
What if your healing journey could feel empowering, hopeful, even transformative? Welcome to the Alkaline Collective Mastermind, a community for anyone facing cancer, staying cancer-free, or committed to prevention. No matter your stage, whether you've chosen conventional care, an integrative path, or a fully holistic approach, here, you're not alone. Here, your healing journey becomes a journey of empowerment. We explore the science of oxygenation, metabolism, and alkalinity, while strengthening your emotional, spiritual, and physical well-being. This is a mastermind with heart, accountability, connection, wisdom, and real support. Because your journey isn't just about surviving, it's about thriving. Join us by clicking on the Alkaline Collective Mastermind banner on the UK Health Radio homepage or directly at alkaline-collective.com, where self-belief grows, healing deepens, and transformation begins.
When you vacation with Norwegian Cruise Line, every day is a new day. Get a taste for Barcelona, then savor incredible dining options back on board one day. Connect to ancient history in Athens and then disconnect completely in our spa another day. Wherever the sea breeze takes you, come aboard and experience a different tomorrow with NCL. Visit ncl.com, call your travel agent, or call 0333-336-1472. Norwegian Cruise Line, Ships Registry, the Bahamas and USA.
The station that makes you feel good.
So welcome back. So where were we?
We were at
Boundaries.
boundaries, but we've moved on to four, which is reclaim your identity. So what lights you up? Right. So let's take it back a step, because somebody might be listening to this now and be like, what? And horrified, because of course we know that when you leave those sorts of relationships, actually, you don't know what lights you up. You don't know what makes you happy. You only know what makes them happy, and you only know what to do to keep you safe. So let me rephrase that. it's rediscovering your identity.
Absolutely. Spending some time with yourself.
Yes.
It's okay, alone time, and this is why it's so important not to jump straight into another relationship. It's really important to spend some time on your own, because that is your time to rediscover yourself and get to know yourself again. Who are you? What are your likes and dislikes? Because if you jump straight into another relationship, you're not going to rediscover who you are. All you're going to be is another version of what somebody else expects you to be.
Mm-hmm. 100%. And it's about having that distress tolerance. Mm-hmm. Because I am going to guarantee that normally the sorts of people, because it's men and women, who get themselves into that situation are people who aren't used to, at the time, spending time by themselves. And getting to know themselves, and self-love, as cringe as it sounds, self-love is the first love that you have to have.
Absolutely.
Even before your children, you need to be able to love and understand yourself. Yeah. So it's not your partner or so-and-so, it's you, and you are fabulous.
Yeah.
And you need to start thinking about, what do I like doing? And if that means that you don't know and that you have to discover it, we'll treat it like childlike curiosity. Mm. Go out in the world. Do you want to sit on that swing and spend 20 minutes seeing if you can go to the moon again? Do you want to? Because I'll do that. And I still think I'll go to the moon. Or do you want to just sit there and be able to eat a packet of biscuits on your own? What do you want? Start with what you want, which might take you a little time to think, and that's okay. And then start doing those things. And then start rediscovering. And when you rediscover, then you can reclaim.
And the other thing as well is because victims, when you've been with the perpetrator, you've been so used to being demoralized, devalued, beaten down. You may not even realize anymore what are your good qualities. Because you will have a lot of good qualities, because believe me, the perpetrator would not have been with you if you didn't actually have them. Mm-hmm. But you need to start identifying them. And it may be difficult for you initially to start to see those. So if you do struggle with that, if there's somebody that you can trust wholeheartedly, ask them. In fact, I did an exercise on Facebook a while back, and I think it was something like I asked, "Give three things that describe me."
Oh yeah, well, I did that. I answered that.
Yeah, and it's really good to get it from other people. What are the things that you're known for? And I guarantee you all of those things will be really positive things.
Yeah, 100%.
Yeah. So that's an exercise that you can do as well. If you're really struggling with it, you can do that. And then you can take that as your inspiration of what is your good qualities.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I truly, truly, truly believe that. And I actually didn't know that was an experiment that you did. That was quite quite clever.
Yeah.
But yeah, definitely.
I actually did it to inspire other people to do it. That's why I did it originally, to give them some inspiration as to what I was getting out of that.
That's quite amazing. I'm going to go back and have a look at that now. Yeah. So the fifth one I would say is get financially savvy. So financial independence is key. And okay, I know the majority of you sitting there and thinking, I haven't got a pot to piss in. And I'm like, I get it, because you've been stripped, you've been cut off. However, even if you save £5 a week, which doesn't seem a lot, but what you're doing is teaching yourself that it's safe to have money, that you are good with money, and that you can look after it. Because what will have happened is there'll be lots of subliminal message that were given that you're not good with money, that you can't look after it. There'll be reasons why you had to give up your money and why. And so all those things make you feel like you weren't, that you weren't good, that you weren't capable, and you are. So even if it's taking the really what would seem like scary step and contacting financial debt people or people that help with finances. So there's a lot of, there's a couple that I know of, can't think of the name off the top of the head, but I'll send it to you after, and you probably know, Christian like charities that do stuff.
Step change is one.
Yeah, that's one. Yeah,
yeah. And there's quite a few organisations now that help you. I mean, it works for some people. It's not appropriate for others. It just depends on your circumstances. But it's putting all your debts together, and they do a settlement with all these debtors that you have. There's a name for it.
The IVA. Is it IVA?
That's the one. Yeah. Yeah. So something like that. Yeah. So, I mean, there's things like, but I mean, that can work for some people. It may not work for others. I mean, obviously, you can't then get any sort of credit or apply for a mortgage or anything like that. But it depends on your own personal circumstances. Yeah. I mean, the other thing as well is, you know, depending on what money you get from any divorce settlements as well, if you have enough to be able to buy something small outright, which is exactly what I did, you've got a secure home. And that is the one thing that is crucially important, particularly when you've got children, is that you have, and certainly in the economic crisis that we're in at the moment, having home security is number one. So if you can go for something smaller and it relieves that financial burden off your shoulders, it might not be what you're used to. It might not be as big a property. It might not be as nice as what you're used to, but it's secure.
Yeah. Mm. And it's yours.
Exactly. Yeah. Yeah. That's it. Yeah.
So we have covered this, funnily enough, but it is a point on its own. And it's learning to trust again, starting with yourself. So as we said previously, it's self-love is key. And after the abuse, trust feels fragile, but not just trust with other people, mainly trust with yourself, trusting that you'll spot the signs, trusting that you'll get things right, because you've been told for how many years, months or weeks that you've got things wrong and that you're not right, and just trusting your own instincts and your decision, and learning to listen to that inner voice and help it to guide you.
For
you to listen to it.
Yeah. And this is where educating yourself is so important, because unless you start to educate yourself and identify where things have gone wrong, how things have gone wrong in the past, you can't do something different. So you have to be able to educate yourself to be able to see where you've gone wrong to avoid doing it again in the future. And that's really, really, really important.
100%. And I think following on from that then, practicing radical self-care. And say radical, because when we say self-care, people always think it's about having bubble baths or having a movie night, or it's deeper than that. It's 100% deeper than that. And it's about, are you eating well? Yeah. Are you exercising? And exercise doesn't have to be anything mad. It could be that you're hitting 5,000 or 6,000 or 10,000 steps a day. Are you starting to look after your sleep? So are you like, okay, I know this helps me in so many ways. Am I going to start going to bed that hour earlier? Am I going to start doing mindful practices or mindfulness? Are you going to start meditating? Are you going to start cutting off the people? Because even though you've left that relationship, does not mean that you still might not have toxic influences around you.
Absolutely.
In the circles that you keep.
Yeah.
So yeah. It's time to make yourself a priority unapologetically. Mm-hmm. And that's what it means by radical. You are literally doing a 360 and putting yourself first.
Yeah. We're just going to break for a short interval and then we shall continue on with this before we wrap up.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
If you see the letters AIDA, do you immediately think of the opera by Verdi? AIDA is also an advertising acronym for those iconic Mad Men days. A is for attention, I is for interest, D is for desire, A is for action. This process is a timeless truism for making a sale. Fortunately, if your product or service is health-related, we can offer you guaranteed access to a global audience with a high interest in health, healthy lifestyle and contemporary well-being. UKHealthRadio.com has a regular monthly audience of around 1.5 million health-conscious people. And Health Triangle, its award-winning monthly magazine, has around 20,000 paying subscribers. Find out more about both at UKHealthRadio.com. Let's all put health first.
Hey, are you tired of the irritation you get down there from pads and other bladder weakness products? Tena Sensitive Care Pads are the first ever bladder weakness pads enriched with a skin comfort formula. The skin-friendly layer in combination with the soft, 100% breathable materials helps protect intimate skin from irritation. And as always, you have triple protection from leaks, odor, and moisture. Gynecologist tested and dermatologically approved by the Skin Health Alliance. Look for Tena Sensitive Care Pads with the Skin Comfort Formula online and in stores now.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
So welcome back. So where were we?
We were at number 8. So there's number 8, which is rewrite the script. And that's, you've been through hell, but you're not staying there. You're starting to tell a new story. And I want you to tell that story about yourself. And one that focuses on your strength, your courage, and your limitless potential. Remember, when you're forward focusing, we're not asking you to repeat your mistakes, we are asking you to repeat your brilliance. So that's what we want you to do. And number 9 is get comfortable with being uncomfortable. So growth is messy. Any way you look at growth, it's messy and it's awkward, but it's about leaning into that. And every time you step out of your comfort zone, you're proving to yourself, you're proving to your brain, you're proving to your body that you are capable and you can do it. So don't be afraid of making mistakes and having failure behind you. Failure gives you data and gives you clues to success. So follow it. Yeah. And the last one that I love, is dream big and dream bold. We stop doing that when we're kids, don't we? We stop doing it. So don't just aim for survival. go for joy, success, adventure, love when you're ready. The life that you dream of is possible and it's waiting for you to claim it.
Yeah. But just understand that you're not going, you dream big, but understand you're not going to get there overnight. It goes back to those baby steps that we spoke about.
Mm-hmm.
Baby steps. And then you can, when you feel like you're not making any progress, look back, just look back and really observe how far you've actually come. You might not be ultimately where you want to be, but you will be surprised at how far you've come when you look back. And you will have come so far. And that's why you need to give yourself that praise, because that's taken a lot of strength to come as far as you've got so far.
I think they're just, when you allow yourself to have those visions, because for so long, you've been told that you're not allowed to have those visions. And when the perpetrator isn't keeping you down, you're keeping yourself down through fear and through inadequacy.
Yeah.
So taking these practical steps that we spoke about and you put them in the gap means that every day, even if you only did one of these things, you're moving closer to closing that gap and getting to where you want to be.
Yeah. And I think, you know, obviously going back to, I know we said about therapy, and there'll be lots of people that through financial abuse won't be able to afford going to a therapist. But mm-hmm. the things that you can do at home to keep yourself grounded, to build that resilience up. And the key is to do this every single day. You need to think of this. I referred to this as when I was speaking to Dr. Kate Truitt as well. Think of it like a muscle.
Yes.
If you slack off when you've gone to the gym, it's going to be harder when you come back to the gym. Same thing with this. If you drop off, it's going to be harder to get back into the flow of it. And because you've not kept it up, when you do, because you're not going to walk through life and suddenly you're never going to be affected by anything ever again. It doesn't quite work that way. Even if you had the best therapist in the world, you will still walk through life and things are going to affect you. But the trick is when you build a strong enough resilience up, you will bounce back a lot quicker. We don't want to sit in fight, flight, freeze for too long, because that's where it affects our health. So when we build this emotional resilience up, it means that we will feel, but we will bounce back a lot quicker and get on with our life and get on with our day. It's not going to monopolize and take over our life like it did do before. And that's the beauty about building resilience up. And that you can do on your own. You don't need to pay for therapy to do that. Therapy will just get you there quicker. It will build that resilience up a lot quicker, and it will help you timestamp and process some of the past stuff a lot easier. Whereas you can't really process stuff on your own, but you can build that resilience up on your own. So, you know, that's just to, you know, because obviously people will be thinking, oh, but I can't afford therapy. Mm-hmm. That's okay for the time being. You know, there's things that you can do in the meantime to get you to move you forward until you are in a position to do to be able to afford therapy.
And there's so much good free stuff available on YouTube.
Absolutely. Yeah.
For self-development, personal development. So if you see somebody who you like, whether it be like Tony Robbins, whether it be Jack Canfield, whether it be Lisa Nichols, whoever, know that there's tons and tons of stuff available on YouTube and available to use.
Yeah, I mean, and motivational videos as well. I mean, obviously, Tony Robbins is a great one to listen to for motivation, isn't he?
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, those are things that can help move you forward as well and get fire in your belly again to get out of that deep, dark hole that you find yourself in and get up and start making things happen.
Yeah, 100%. 100%. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, it's been wonderful again, my darling. And I hope you all had a really, really lovely Christmas. I really do. And we shall catch you on the next episode.
Thank you for tuning in and being part of this vital conversation. If you feel inspired to take action and support women, girls, and children affected by abuse, please visit the show notes in Kate's bio on UK Health Radio. There, you can register your interest in becoming a certified trauma-informed expert, specialising in topics that address this ever-growing crisis. Together, we can shape a safer future for those who need it most. Until next time, stay strong, stay informed, and remember, you are never alone.